All right, very quickly, let's go straight into the text. It's from Luke 5. Luke 5. Now, the background of the story is Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. There was a great crowd pressing against him, and he noticed two empty boats, and he stepped into Simon's boat. This was Peter, before Jesus changed his name, Simon. So he got into Simon's boat, and then he taught from there. Let's take it from verse 4. We have it up there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again." And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught. As were the others with him. His partners, James and John, sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." As soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. The title of the message today is From Now On. From Now On. With these three simple words, Jesus changed the destiny of Peter, James, and John. The word for you today, church, is from now on. God's about to do something new in your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. He's about to turn things around for the better. This word has been brewing in me for, I think, a few months already. It's been brewing, but now I believe it's the time to release the word. So you better receive it. Amen. Because he's about to change things. He's about to surprise you. First point, he surprised them. For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught. He was awestruck. He was shocked. Jesus showed them something they have never seen before in their entire lives. They've never seen anything like this. They never heard of other fishermen who had a story like this, where there was so much of fish that the boat began to sink. That's why they got so scared. They were awestruck. Their parents never seen this before. Their colleagues never seen this before. They never even heard of stories like this before. When God does something like that, He's about to surprise you. Something you have never seen before. Something your family has never seen before. Your generation before you has never seen before. Amen. Amen. He's going to surprise you in this season out of the ordinary things. Amen. In the scriptures, Moses was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep, right? We know about Moses taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. And it was just another day in the office. He's going around. And then suddenly he notices this bush that's burning, but it's not on fire. I mean, it's on fire, but not burning. It's fire. So he says, "I need to go and see what is this." He goes to the bush, and the bush calls him by his name, Moses. Moses. It was the Lord. From that moment, from that time, his whole life turned around. Just like that. Out of the ordinary thing. It was another day in the office. His whole life changed. His whole destiny changed. The entire course of history changed. Amen. Just like the fishermen who was going about their own day. God can surprise you in a moment. Just like that. Just like that. I'm very sorry. I never normally do this. Sister, what's her name? Brother Tam and wife, Navina. Can you stand up very quickly, very quickly? Just want to release a word for you. Hold your hands, hold hands. Hold each other's hands. Hallelujah. I just believe that the word is God has seen you. He has seen you. His eyes is upon you. And he loves you. And both of you love each other. Amen. God bless you. Continue. I'm sorry about that, guys. Siaran terkendala. Okay, let's continue. So we got families in the church that has seen surprises. That has seen amazing surprises. One moment, God changed the entire life around. So long trying to have baby. So long. My own sister, 7 years trying, and suddenly, baby comes. Now she got two. Maybe third one on the way. We don't know. But he's coming. I'm not talking about Joanna Abi. That one I lost count. It's a miracle if they stop. But, surprise, no more baby. No more. Sorry, yeah. Oh my goodness. So couples in church, you coming and you're praying for your unbelieving spouse, suddenly surprise. He wants to follow you to church. She wants to follow you to church. Surprise, they start to respond to the Lord. Maybe they have been coming, but they've been just coming and sitting and going back. Nothing is changing. But suddenly they come alive. God ignites a fire in them. And suddenly they wake up in the spirit. Get ready for healings. Get ready for breakthroughs. Get ready for turnarounds. Favors, answered prayers. With three words, he turned their lives around from now on. From now on, amen. God can change your destiny in the exact same way. From now on, he can accelerate you, put you in open doors for you that you never imagined, never seen. He can do it in a moment, one touch from him. One touch from him, from now on. The second point is from now on. Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. This was a turnaround point, a shift in identity from fishermen to fishers of men. Jesus gave Peter a new identity, a new identity. He had a new identity now in Christ. You and I have new identities in Christ. The moment you accept Christ into your life, you become new. He gives you a new identity. We need to receive it. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Amen. Throughout the Bible, you'll find that God, sometimes he changes people's names on purpose to shift them into the destiny, to shift them into the identity that he's called them into. Because your new name is tied to your new identity. He gives the moment we accept Christ, a new identity, and now your destiny changes. It's not like a new name in your IC. You keep that name, Akau or whatever. But when he accepts him as your personal savior, he gives you a new name. You are made new. Jacob in the Bible was a cheater his whole life. He cheat, he hustle, cheat, he hustle. And his actual name means cheater. It means deceiver. They named him that. And in Genesis 32, verse 28, it says, your name will no longer be Jacob. The man told him, from now on. Say it with me, church. From now on, you will be called Israel. Because you have fought with God and with man and have won. The man who told him that refers to God. God was wrestling with this guy. Physical wrestling. WWE. Wrestling the whole night. And then, after that, he says, you have a new identity now. It was a prophetic thing. Some of you might have been wrestling with things your whole life, going through struggles and sleepless nights over and over again. Sometimes you're okay, sometimes you're not okay, and it's a struggle, it's a consistent thing. God's about to shift you into your new identity. From Jacob to Israel, from cheater, deceiver, to overcomer. From now on, I call you overcomer. Amen. Abraham's name meant exalted father. Then God changed it to father Abraham. Abraham to Abraham, which meant father of multitudes, a shift in his identity. He added a H-A. Okay? Abraham. Okay. In my family, there are many Jonathans. My wife's brother's name is Jonathan. I'm Jonathan. My wife's brother is also Jonathan. Two of my sisters married Jonathans. So we have a lot of Jonathans, but I'm the only Jonathan with an extra H. J-O-H. And Jonathan, not John Naden, Nita. The extra H they put in my name is for hallelujah. For Holy Spirit, for highly favored, for handsome. No, for humble. When you come into the kingdom, God gives you a new name, a new name. He now calls you blessed. He calls you highly favored. He calls you delivered. He calls you overcomer. He calls you bold. You are not weak and fearful and weak. You are bold, he calls you. He calls you more than conquerors. He calls you, you are mine. You are mine. You are his own. And your identity in him is so important. That's why the enemy always attacks your identity to shift you, to get you out of what God calls you to be. He will shift your identity because he knows how important identity is. My late grandmother, my mom's mother, her name was Ngo Soha. Direct translation is, I am a stupid prawn. Why? Because this was back in the day in China. She was born in China. And for China, in the olden days, girls have no value. Everybody wanted a son. Because son can go out and work in the harsh conditions. They can bring money for the family. They can help support the family. Ladies cannot do that. So they name her Ngo Soha. You know? But she got three daughters. Despite her name being called, I'm a stupid prawn, she had three daughters, and all the three daughters married pastors. What are the chances? Strike, all three. All three of them, highly favored by God, highly favored by their family. It doesn't matter if you start out with a bad name. When God comes in, he changes your identity. Or in a culture where girls had no value, in her family, the girls became the highly valued people. Amen. Amen. God can change things around. From now on, receive that new identity. Maybe you have accepted Christ, but you have not yet taken hold of your identity. This is who I am. I must walk with my head held high. I am the child of the Most High God. I am highly favored. Step into the destiny. Start to walk into your new identity in Him from now on. In the book of Hosea, chapter 1, God tells Hosea, the prophet, to name his children not love and not my people. His actual children. First one, you are not love. Second one, it's not my people. Imagine you're at the supermarket with your children and someone says, oh, your baby is so cute. What's her name? Oh, she's not love. What? Yeah, that's, she's not love. And what about that boy next to her? What's his name? Oh, he's not my people. Oh, he's not your son, is he? The other people's son? No, he's my son, but he's not my people. Difficult conversation. But in the end of Hosea chapter 2, God talks about a change, a turnaround. Hosea 2 verse 23 says, at that time, I will plant a crop of Israelites and raise them up for myself. I will show love to those I have called not love. And to those I call not my people, I will say, now you are my people. And they will reply, you are our God. A turnaround. A turnaround. And in chapter 3, it says, it goes down there, then it says, in the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of His goodness. Tremble in awe of the Lord and of His goodness. What is that? That's another word of being awestruck. Awestruck. When He surprises you, when He comes in into your world, you are going to be awestruck, just like Peter and his friends. God's going to surprise you. We're going to tremble in awe of the Lord and tremble at His goodness. Somebody say amen. A from now on moment. Maybe this is you. Maybe you feel, I'm not loved. I'm not called. I'm just nobody in the kingdom. I'm not chosen. Today is a turnaround moment. Today is your from now on moment. From now on, you are loved. From now on, you are my people. And you will say, yes, Lord, you are my God. You are my God. Leads me to the next point. They made a decision. As soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Verse 11. Now, the story didn't end with the lots of fish, with the surprise, happy, wow, our ships full of fish, so nice. It doesn't end with that. It ends with them deciding to follow Jesus. They left everything to follow Jesus. There's a choice we got to make to follow Jesus. There's a price you got to pay to follow Jesus. Peter, you cannot follow me around if you still smell like fish. No more. Don't be a smelly fish and follow me around. Leave that world behind. Leave the old world behind when we follow Jesus. Imagine Pastor David. He used to do drugs and all these things. And then God calls him to be a minister. He said, yes, Lord, I'll be a minister. But now and then, let me kenal a little bit lah. Let me get stoned on the side. Before service, take one or two hits. Can I? No. Leave everything behind and follow Jesus. Matthew, tax collector, Lord, I'll follow you, but on the side, I still want to extort some people. I want to make some side income. No! Leave that world behind. Finish. The old life has to die. The flesh, the old man, take up your cross and follow me. We read this earlier, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The new has come. When Jesus was resurrected, the ladies went to the tomb. They wanted to put some herbs on his body or preserve the body or what. And they went to the tomb and they discovered the body is not there. And the two angels said, right. Let's come up to the front. Don't be shy. We want to pray for you. We want to touch on God. Come up to the front.